the Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.
Okay, so we're joined by Seattle Reign coach Laura Harvey for a very special interview following on from some very exciting announcements by the NWSL club. Laura, thanks for joining us on the show once again, a returnee, only the second person to be on the show for a second time, Carly Lloyd being the other, so you're in good company. Some outstanding signings coming your way. Do you want to tell us a bit about them? Yesterday you announced that you were signing US forward Sydney Leroux. Do you want to tell us how that one came about and how excited you are at the prospect of having her next season?
Yeah, so Sid was obviously, you know, for anyone who isn't too up to date with US international players, Sid's been a player who is probably in the top three American strikers in their lineup at the moment. Her goal ratio for the national team is phenomenal, and she took that into the NWSL season last year, playing for Boston, and it came to light at the end of the season. That she wants to be closer to her family, and her family live about 2 hours away from Seattle. So it was made aware to us, and I made aware to Boston, I believe, that that's what her ideal scenario would be. So we've negotiated a way to make that happen, and it links in with a previous trade that we did with Amy Rodriguez and Christy Mewis, where we did that trade on the chance that we could try and work out a trade to get Sydney to Seattle. Christy is a Boston girl, went to Boston College, so she was someone that we knew wanted to be in Boston, and Boston would be interested in. So we managed to make that happen, which was great. Took the risk, has obviously given up Amy Rodriguez, who's a proven goal scorer and arguably the one thing that we desperately needed moving into this season. And we did that, and, you know, Christy would have been a great player for us, but she's not that proven goal scorer that we necessarily need. But we did it, and we had a plan of what we wanted to do, and we've managed to negotiate with Boston and work out a deal which is a significant one to allow them to get Sydney what she wants, which is to be closer to her family. So the deal that we struck up was to trade Christy. We traded Michelle Beatos, who was our second choice goalkeeper last season, and some college draft picks within the trade. So for us, I was disappointed to lose Michelle, and, you know, the college draft picks, you just never know what they could be. We didn't really have Christy, so I was happy for her because I knew that Boston was what she wanted. But, you know, to be able to get Leroux, who stats-wise and goal-scoring-wise, she is probably the, if you were to put it in a box, the type of player that we needed to try and get, she was probably it. And I've spoken to Sid, and I know that she's happy that we were able to do it, and I think it will be a good move for everybody moving forward.
Absolutely. And obviously an opportunity for Sid to link up with Megan Rapinoe. Good relationship for the US women's national team. You must be ridiculously excited about that.
Yeah, you know, I think, in my opinion, there's probably four or five strikers who you would class as goal scorers who are American. And Sid's one of them. And Amy Rodriguez was probably in that group too. And I think it was really important for me that we got one of those five. And we had one and we risked it by giving her up, but we managed to get a different one. And I think that for Sid, I think it'll be great because she'll want to enjoy again. I mean, even in Boston, where I think she found it difficult being away from her family, her goal scoring ratio was like goal every other game, which in any league gives you a chance to progress. And, you know, arguably Boston finished in fifth and we finished in seventh, and Sid's goals were probably the difference between where we finished and where they finished. So that will be great for us. You know, the way we play, the class of Megan Rapinoe and the other players that are around her, I think will create opportunities for her, not just to score goals for Seattle, but to keep pushing on and keep pushing to be a regular starter in the US national team, which I know is definitely an ambition of hers.
Well, an exciting prospect, certainly, having Sydney Leroux leading the line in Seattle next year. And in even arguably bigger news for people based in the UK, you have made the announcement that Kim Little will be coming to Seattle next year, a player that you know well, having managed her at Arsenal. How excited are you about that? And what do you hope Kim can bring to the team? And what was it that made you think, she's the player that I really want to get over here?
Well, yeah, I'm extremely happy that Kim agreed to sign for us. And I think for me, it was, when I left Arsenal, it was always a thing in my head that, you know, I was never going to go back to Arsenal and tell the girls, come on, you know, come and play for me in America. It's not really how I work. But I think Kim had decided herself, really, that for her career, she wanted to push a footballing career on and look at maybe a different challenge. And you know, I spoke to her and said, well, you know, if that's what you want, then here's an opportunity. And if you want it, it's there for you. And when we sat down as a club and looked at where we want this club to go and the plan that we've had basically maybe a 30-point plan that changes daily of what we want to, things we need to do, things we need to change, and all player related. And gradually we've been ticking these things off. And Kim was high priority. I said straight away, if it's possible, she'd be a player I would love to sign. And we've managed to do it. And I mean, speaking to Kim, I think, you know, everyone who's ever left Arsenal, it's probably one of the hardest decisions you'll ever have to make, because it's such a fantastic club. But I think, you know, having the push to come and train every day, train with some of the best players in the world, play against some of the best players in the world, is something that is a great thing that we can promote and use to get the calibre of player like Kim. And I think from an American perspective, I think they've seen glimpses of her in the last 12, 18 months. But I think she'll love playing in this league, and how competitive it is and how fast it is and, you know, everything that goes with it. I think we'll just push her career onto the next level. So from a club's perspective, I'm over the moon that she's decided to make the move. And I think it's always been, she's the type of player that for me links what we want to do and pushes it to the next level. And her plus a calibre of player like Sydney Leroux, it just shows where we want this club to go to. And we're not just doing it on a whim. Like I say, we've had a pretty much a 30-point plan going. We're probably halfway through it now, of how we want to better this club. And you know, in the league, there's a lot of things that are taken out of your control, allocation and, you know, all that type of stuff. But there are things you can control, and we've worked really hard to put that in place. And Kim was a huge part of that plan. And the fact that we've been able to bring her over is really exciting for everybody. And probably no one's more excited than me, I think.
Well, you mentioned earlier that obviously goals were a little bit difficult to come by last season, but with Sydney Leroux and Kim Little running from midfield, you must be delighted. But also, it's an opportunity for Seattle fans to really see what Kim Little's made of. I mean, what, for those that don't know much about her, I obviously do, I've seen her enough times for Arsenal, what type of player are you bringing to the club, and what do you think that the fans can expect from her?
Kim's a type of player who can do things and see things that not many other people see. She can make a pass that no one else would have thought about making. And, you know, for a forward, for me, Kim's your ideal person to play behind you, because she creates opportunities for people. And not just that, but she's proven, you know, she had a tough year this year with it, but she's proven in previous years that she can score goals with that. So, you know, from anywhere and everywhere, every type of goal possible, you know, she's dramatically both footed, which is pretty scary at times. She's direct. She's, you know, she's a very gritty player, Jess Fishlock-esque at times, but she's got that little bit of flair added to her game, which has meant that she has been the player that everybody's feared playing in England and potentially in Europe at times. I mean, when we played in the Champions League, she was often man-marked because that's the calibre of player that she is. And I think speaking to some of the American players that we've got in our group who've played against her, then the moment her name was even considered as an opportunity to bring to the club, they were like, she's a game changer. And that probably sums Kim up. She is a game changer. When games are tough and games are tight, think back to our Continental Cup final in 2012 against Birmingham. You know, you get to the 80th minute, game's tight, and suddenly a bit of magic from Kim Little from 20 yards with her left foot, top corner, changes the game. And that's what she is, and that's what she brings. And I've been really excited that she was even contemplating the thought of coming to Seattle, and the fact that we've been able to make it happen. And, you know, Arsenal will, you know, be definitely disappointed that they've lost her, but I think we did it in the right way and we managed to do it amicably between both clubs, which for me is always important. And I think for Kim, that maybe made the move a little bit easier. So for everybody, I think the fans included, it's going to be an exciting 2014, getting ready to watch the calibre of Kim Little and Sidney Leroux on the same field.
And the exciting prospect of seeing Kim and Jess Fishlock in the same centre midfield partnership.
Yeah, you know, you go through our group, and I think Jess was obviously probably my first signing at Seattle, actually. And again, similar to how we got to having Kim on our list I went through the list of players in England, and Jess had a fantastic year, 2012, and, you know, was at a point in her career where maybe she needed that extra, well, something different. And, you know, I knew she'd played in different countries before, so she came over, and, you know, I don't think a lot of the fans knew who she was when we brought her, but within probably 1 minute of her playing in that first game, everybody knew who she was. And I think Jess, I can't speak for Jess, but having spoken to her, bar me and Kim, I don't think there's anyone more excited about that partnership than Jess herself. So, it'll be exciting. I think it'll be something that the fans will enjoy watching. I think it'll be something that other teams will fear. You know, how do you stop Seattle from playing? Because if you stop Jess, then you've got Kim. And if you stop Kim, then you've got Sid. And if you, whatever, it goes on. So, you know, we're managing to build a team that I think teams will worry about playing against. And that's something that we wanted to definitely have for next season.
But you have lost one of your consistent performers from last season, Christine Nairn. Obviously, you championed her when we had you on the show last time out back in August. It must be disappointing to lose her, I imagine.
Yeah, it was disappointing. And it's probably a thing in America that is very different to home, of how you actually sign players. You don't tend to get a player for free. and, you know, you don't ever, money doesn't exchange hands, but you have to trade. And we had to trade something to get Kim. And to be honest, the only thing that was worth, you know, talking about or anything that the other team were interested in was Christine. And it took me a lot to give her up. It took a long time of thinking about, was it the right thing for the team? Was it the right thing for Christine? You know, she's from close to where Washington play, which made my decision a little easier because I knew that when she came to the West Coast, it was a big deal for Christine to move out here. And I wouldn't want her to probably send her anywhere where it would be, you know, not home. Mm. So for her to go to Washington actually is, I think, from a off-the-field perspective, is definitely a better deal for Christine. I think she was disappointed to leave Seattle, and I was definitely disappointed to lose her, but I think the nature of the game over here is, as I say, you don't tend to get anything for free, and you have to give things up. And in fairness, you know, Christine is a very similar type of player to Kim, but I just think Kim's got that more experience than Christine, and arguably would have affected the amount of time that Christine would have played. So, you know, and you add Sidney Leroux to that mix, because if Christine didn't play in midfield, she played as the forward. And, you know, if you add those two players together, that probably restricts the amount of time that she's going to be on the field. And And that's another part of the reason why I agreed to it, was that I think for Christine's career, she needs to push on to the next level. And she can only do that by playing. And if she's just sitting on my bench, she's not gonna do that. So that was another reason why we agreed that it was probably it wasn't the best deal for me, but it was probably the right thing to do at the time. And, you know, I truly believe Christine's got the potential to take her career wherever she wants to take it. And I wish her all the best, and had a good conversation with her on the phone the other day. And I think she understands where I was coming from. And you know, I'm sure we've left on good terms. So that was important as well.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a very different looking Seattle Reign next season, and I'm sure that there will be more activity. We've obviously got the college draft to take place at the start of next year. Laura, thanks as always for joining us. I'm sure that we'll talk again. Obviously, you do blog for us, so I'm sure that we'll get a piece from you before the year end is out. But thanks very much for joining us once again.
Thank you.
The Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.